You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Like the dude just said, yes, this show is solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys before we go too much further. You heard an ad a moment ago about ZLA Solutions. Well, I know those folks personally. They're friends of mine. And that company is doing amazing things right now. Just had their biggest months ever in putting people back to work. That's what they do. That's their bread and butter. Now, ZLA Solutions can help you with a lot of business solutions. They can do things like, you know, quality control and sorting and containment and logistics and all of that. But their big deal is staffing. If you're looking for a job personally, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama. Good jobs, man. But if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce and you need a crew, a shift, a small group, a big group, they can do it for you. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions. At ZLA, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. And that's their gig, man. Their job, their mission in life is to help you make your business better. So check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. They'll get a kick out of that. All right, listen, I am in number one of the Triple Dipper. I'm going to spend a little more time on it and then wrap it up and move on to the next topic. But I got to tell you, this Task and Purpose article, why nobody wants to join the Army this year. Now, Task and Purpose has a tendency to get pretty dark. It's not like I haven't been dark today on the military a bit. And by the way, not the military, but on the leadership of the military and what it's doing to recruiting. But that's what their point is in this article, I will say. And they point out that if you're going to recruit, I mean, maybe the way you recruit means something. Like, you know, for years we had Be All You Can Be and Army Strong, and those ads were considered to be extremely successful. Well, then they've got into, you know, a new one right now. They're trying to do things like The Calling. The Calling was, you know, the one that had, was it Susie and her two mommies and how she grew up in a diverse family and she felt embraced by the military when she joined and this blah, 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 blah. That one's not really hitting the mark. And they point out, too, that there's a new batch of YouTube-based 15-second ads called Know Your Army. And Know Your Army is just basically trying to, you know, show potential recruits that, hey, there's ways you can, like, you know, get a VA loan to buy a house one day or, you know, get the GI Bill to go to school. But what they're not doing is they're not telling kids what you gain personally as an individual by joining the military. But if you join, yes, we can train you to be all you can be. We can train you to be a warfighter. We can train you to have a life that exceeds that which you might have exceeded or seen elsewhere. And recruiters, man, recruiters, God bless you. Because right now, they're not making mission. They're 23% down. And they're basically being told to work harder. Well, you know what? There's only so many fish in a pond. And so God bless you, recruiters, in the job you're doing. But NBC News reporting in a separate story that, oh, here we go, rattle it. NBC News reporting as of 3 days ago, every branch of the military is struggling to make its 2022 recruiting goals. But it says this, and I thought this is interesting. It says the pool of those eligible to join the military also continues to shrink. Now, NBC is going to try and, you know, they're not going to say it's about Pentagon policies or woke policies. But they do point something out that I think is worthy of note. It says the pool of those eligible to join the military continues to shrink with more young men and women than ever disqualified for obesity, drug use, or criminal records. Last month, Army Chief of Staff General James McConville testified before Congress that only 23% of Americans aged 17 to 24 are qualified to serve without a waiver, down from 29% in recent years. Well, that's disturbing. That's distressing. But nonetheless, that's not the overall. And if those 23% were highly recruitable, would they still want to be in? That's a question. But retention, like I said before, retention is still a big deal. It's not just the Army. The Navy, according to military.com, dated yesterday. The Navy is canceling early discharges and offering extensions to try and keep more sailors in uniform. They're offering huge reenlistment bonuses. And they're also canceling, basically, early retirement plans that had been previously announced. They've got a historically high $25,000 recruiting bonus just to encourage new enlistments in the Navy. And it's just, it's across the board, throwing money at it, doing all they can. Meanwhile, Fox News, in a story that I told you about once before, dated back in February, Biden's woke agenda costs the military 6 million man hours, Republicans say. So the U.S. Department of Defense, it says in the story on Fox dated February 14th, spent nearly 6 million man hours on implementing President Biden's leftist social agenda across the military, Republicans said Monday. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley responded in January in a letter to a letter written by Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, the ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He was asked by the by Inhofe, the chairman was, he was asked to respond to the question on how much time and money was being spent on new trainings regarding things like climate change, extremism and diversity, equity and inclusion. Milley's response, obtained by Fox, revealed that more than 5.3 million hours and over $500,000 was spent on extremism stand downs or discussions about extremism in the ranks. The letter also reveals that roughly 530,000 hours and $477,000 was spent on diversity, equity, and inclusion trainings, and more than 1,000 hours and $5,000 spent on coordinating the climate adaptation plan. Tell me that's not having an impact on readiness. Well, I could go on, but the reality is this. What it does is it impacts readiness. I mean, right now, storyoffmilitary.com is that they are already saying you can score as low as a 50 on the ASVAB test and not even have a GED or a high school diploma, and they'll take you with a bonus. Well, that's an incentive for some who might not have gotten that kind of job otherwise, and I get it. But what it's also saying is they're having to do all that they can to lower the standards just to get the ability to try and close to make mission, and they're not going to make it. And the last thing to point out is that with the cost of Biden's inflation, that military spending is now taking a hit, because it's not just you and I and private sector businesses. The Army and the Navy and the Air Force, according to a story in DefenseNews.com dated last month, is facing a $26 billion spending gap between what the budget request provides them when it's adjusted for inflation and the levels of funding they need just to maintain buying power at 2019 levels. That's where we are. You wonder about readiness? You wonder where are the warriors? You wonder why recruiting's down? I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, just little old humble me, but in my opinion, it's a combination of a lack of a sense of mission, a leadership that has lost its way and decided both the uniformed and the civilian leadership lost its way and decided that woke policies are more important because they can use the military like a petri dish for social experimentation. And they're determined they're going to create their utopian society out of those members of the military who chose to enlist to do things other than be told that they are not worthy because they're somehow systemically racist, or that it's more important that they recognize that there is a need to go ahead and adopt the policies to have transgenders in the barracks with you, no matter what that does to morale and personal comfort and the group dynamic of a military unit. The mottos of those units that for years and years have always spoken to things like readiness and the ability to fight and the go anywhere, do anything attitude. Right now, the sense that you get from the military recruiting ads is that that's not important. It's more important that we have a diverse and inclusive military. Well, folks, I'm going to tell you, when they're in a foxhole and the Chinese are coming over the hill, they're not going to stop and ask your pronouns. No one's going to care. What they're going to care about is the level of readiness, the mindset of the warrior, and whether or not the man and woman to their left and right can do the job. That's all that matters. All right, Copper, go ahead and take us to a break. We'll switch gears here. We're going to come back and move off of that. I'm off my soapbox for that one. Where are the warriors? I've told you. And by the way, they're still out there. We are still America, and we still have the greatest fighting force in the history of the world. but we got to make sure we keep it that way. Coming up next, it ain't over till it's over. Election challenges. Oh, my word. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.